Digital Radio on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sports Cast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Hi, by the man before law, and wherever Byron's at, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or in the truck stop. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, brought to you by The Sports Cast. Today is December 18, 2025, getting close to Christmas. Don't forget to please subscribe to on all your social media channels, X, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube. We're also streaming on your favorite podcasting channels. And you could please leave us a rating and a review. It'd help us out tremendously. Mr. Byron Jones, how you doing? We just got on, so you're not even late. It's taking me this long to get through the technology.
Yeah, well, I'm only here for a minute because I got to go run back out again. Because, it's a bad day.
Are you home?
Yeah, for now, for a minute.
For a minute. Okay, all right. Well, let's bring to the stage one of our favorite hosts, a co-host, and a major Dolphin fan, the lovely Miss Pamela. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being patient. She was there the whole time, and she couldn't see me. I'm on Safari, dude. I don't ever use Safari. We're here now. So Byron, let's go where you're at here. Where you got to go pick up the car or something?
Yeah, I got to go take the keys over there to them to do whatever they get ready to do.
I'm glad you made it in for at least a minute, Byron.
All right, so let's get into the stuff that you may want to talk about, because you know this is one of your favorite guys. All right, if Evan Neal is to actually return to the game action this year, it will be his first time playing in a regular season game since Week 17 last season. What are your thoughts on Evan Neal? Because I know that's your favorite player.
Well, yeah, he's my favorite guy. You know, favorite Alabama guy of all times, man. This guy's been a bust since he's been a bust. And, you know, I figure, you know, when they got the new offensive line coach, that, you know, it would change him. Nothing's working. So, you know what? Throw him on a scrap heap, you know, with the rest of them. He'll go be all pro, you know, with the Washington, you know, Commanders or wherever. But, yeah, as far as the Giants, man, I'm done with him.
Yeah, we're not happy with this draft pick, Pam. He was a first rounder too, right?
Seventh player picked.
That's the seventh worst player pick. Tell me how you really feel though, Byron.
This has been the whole journey since his career started with us. Byron has not liked him. Now, when he came out, what was he, a left guard or something, or left tackle?
When he played at Alabama, he played, you know, all the way across the line except for, you know, like center. You know, he played all the other positions. He played them well. And then all of a sudden he gets, you know, oh, you know, we can make him a right tackle, you know, blah, 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 you know, whatever. And he's just been bad, man, bad.
Oh, my God. All right, so then let's get some more Evan Neal. Giants have designated OT to return from injured reserve hamstring injury. So I think you said your piece there. I'm just bringing up stuff that I know is going to heat you up before you leave. All right. And let's go here. Giants wave K. I can't even pronounce his name. Just wild botch. Oh, that's the guy who did the Charlie Brown kick?
Yeah. Yep. Matter of fact, that's our fellow Jersey guy.
Pam, did you see the kick he did?
I did.
We call that the Charlie Brown kick.
It was the Charlie Brown kick.
I don't think I ever saw that in my life. I seen the kicker fall, slip. You know, kick it high, kick it messed up. I don't think I ever seen a kicker kick the ground. That was like he made a major divot.
Yeah.
So they waved him. You know, they waved everybody for Shane, except for Shane. They got to get rid of Shane. All right, let's keep going.
This is like the fourth or fifth kicker this year.
Yeah, I don't like Gano. I mean, this is just terrible, bro. It's been a rough. Giants signed cornerback Jared Bernard Converse to the practice squad. Anything about him, Byron?
No, first I ever heard of that guy. another guy we got off the scrap heap.
All right, so let me just go through the Giants. The Giants have claimed former Patriots like Caleb Murphy with the number one in the claiming order.
Yeah, because they're at the top of the list, number one, going into the draft or whatever, the worst record, they get to pick first.
Mm-hmm. Actually, not concerned about targeted hits. Okay, let's get into something serious now. All right, Jackson Dart is absolutely not concerned about targeted hits. What the heck is he talking about? So, one, what is he talking about there, Byron? I'll start with you.
Remember, last week when they played, who they played last week? The Commanders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they played the Commanders, and when they, like that Hard Knocks thing that they have, now, they were talking about that, because the way he runs, to treat him as a running back, running back, so hit him. That's what the heck, I guess it was a position coach or the coordinator. And they basically were going to treat him as a running back because he likes to take off and run.
Yep. I'd light him up. Pam, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I saw the particular hit, and it was nasty in my book. I thought it was a dirty hit. I understand he's a running back or whatever, but if that had been a select few other quarterbacks, there would have been flags all over the field. I think I like Jackson Dart a lot. I'm excited you guys got him. I do feel like if you, get the rest of the team together, you've got a gem there. I don't know how you guys feel about him, but I think he's awesome talent.
We love him. My problem I have is one. It's like typical of some of these young guys. He's trying to play. How he played in college, but you're playing against massive, the one percenters of the 1%, right? Yeah. And now that they understand your style, they're like Byron said, light them up. Now, me and Byron, there's a good, I don't know if you saw something the episode. The funniest part of this clip is I'm arguing. Well, I'm telling Byron's, defending, like, why didn't the rest of the line defend them, all that. But at the end of the day, both Byron and I are defensive players, and I'm like, listen to me. To forget about who it was, that was the greatest hit. I loved it. I would have done it. I would have hit him. I would light him up. And it took Byron a while, then all you hear on the clip, yes, it was a beautiful hit. I would have hit him. So, the fact that they're saying, him as a running back is, in my opinion, and Byron, I want to hear what you say, and then we get to Pam, is what they're saying is they believe that he's not going to slide, so they're not going to take the chance, and they're going to light him up as much as they can. And as a defensive player, you don't want to maliciously hurt anybody, but if you get the opportunity to hit the quarterback or a special punter or kicker, you want to hit them as hard as you can, right? So Byron, I think he's the last part I want to make, and Pam, I want to hear you say, is that he thinks it's about him. It's not. You're not protecting yourself, and the team needs you. So it should be about the team, not about you trying to play like you did in college. Byron?
I'm going to come back in. I'm going to call you right back.
You're going to come back. Okay, Pam, what are your thoughts on that?
So I absolutely understand exactly what you're saying, that my favorite part of the game is defense as well. I didn't play defense, obviously, but I love defense as well. And I like the whole thing, you got jacked up. I mean, I love that. But I thought that was a dirty hit. I didn't think it was a clean hit. And I understand
which one, Washington or the game?
Yeah, the Washington one. I think that was the one that really, like you said, that they pointed out. I heard some of the commentary seemed like they were thinking that was kind of a dirty hit too. But he does have to be smarter. He's going to have to learn that. And hopefully he doesn't learn that the hard way. You know, because like you said, it's about the team. He has to preserve himself because the team does need him. And he's a huge asset. He, you know, I think I told you guys before the season started that your best bet was Jackson Dart. And I mean, I think he's an awesome player, but he better get smart real quick.
Yeah, Byron, we're still talking about Jackson Dart and the fact that he's being targeted as a running back, and it's because that's how he's trying to play. And I look, if it was me as a defensive coordinator, if it was me as a defensive back, and I see that that's how you're playing, yeah. I can't wait to play you. I'm going to light you up. I'm looking to light you. Right, yeah, but and they, like Byron in the line. Byron, you get him first, hold him, and let me knock him out.
Well, they got the book on the guy now. You know, and this goes back probably when he played in high school and college, and now he figures he can do the same thing. You know, and you know, he's coordinated very smart guys, a lot of them. So they know he's not going to run out of bounds. So you know what? He's going to stay in between the white lines, light him up, and you know, he has to learn to get down. Or run out of bounds or something, because he's gonna get hurt. He's a big guy, but he's not Josh Allen big.
No.
So
but Josh Allen slides. It's not only Josh Allen slides. Patrick Mahomes is a big guy. Patrick slides. Yeah. Right. And Patrick, when it's close to the end zone, then if he gets into a defensive back, he'll brush him off. Dart's getting hit by linebackers and big guys. You know what I mean? And you know, he can't. I go back to you are costing money to players on your team. You're costing money to yourself. You're costing in the hell. You got to understand the NFL, in my opinion, is under scrutiny for concussions based on stuff that have happened to people in the past. You know, them having mental illness, some of them killing themselves, some of them having abuse. You know, I'm not condoning any of those pieces. I'm just saying to you that, you know, Byron, we played, you know, I know for sure I've had several concussions because I was out, right? But I'm sure I had way more concussions than I thought I had, right? Because the equipment wasn't just as good. We were getting hit. There was different hitting, you know what I mean? Byron played the line. I'm sure you had a few concussions, right? And that we didn't know about. And they're real strict. So the NFL is like, you know, he's already missed two games, Pam, just going into concussion protocol. He didn't start the regular season. So how many games has he missed? Four, five? Well,
he's been in that tent, the blue tent, five times in 10 games. That's a lot.
That's 50% of the time he's in the tent. Okay. Yep. And you know, look, dude, first of all, you ain't getting paid that much right now. You're not getting paid $50 million, right? So why take that risk? You shouldn't take that risk at $50 million. But my point being is, do you want to get paid $50 million? Then you got to stay healthy.
Yes.
And, you know, guys that age, young guys that age, especially since he's had success, you know, as a quarterback and everything. But they're as my mom always says, 10 foot tall and bulletproof. And he needs to, you know, get the idea that you are not 10 feet tall or bulletproof, and you've got a big red and white circles on your body, and you better learn.
And you know, back to what you were saying, the other thing is you only have two wins. So you trying to get extra yards and playing the tough boy football player, it's not like you're what are you doing, trying to make it in the playoffs? I mean, Josh Allen balls out because he knows he has to get ahead. They're behind. I mean, he ran that ball for 48 yards. He's got to do what he has to do. But when you're 2-whatever, I mean, it makes no sense. Protect yourself. There's nothing you're going to do. To the end result of every team is the Super Bowl. You can't get to the Super Bowl without getting to the playoffs. You have no chance, Giants, to get to the playoffs. Zero. Right. None. Ill. Nothing can happen right now mathematically for you to get to the playoffs. Right? So protect yourself. Learn the game. Learn from others. Slow it down. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Byron? He has plenty of other talents as well. You know, he doesn't have to just run. He has a good arm.
Well, the issue is run to get out of trouble, but don't run to run, and don't run for those extra yards, right?
Just, save, you know, save yourself for another day.
Save yourself for next year. This year's done. You know, this year, look at this. Former receiver David Tyree, wide receiver David Tyree, the, you know, the helmet catch, urges the team to bench Jackson Dart for the year. I would. I'd let James Winston play.
Yeah, and I mean, James actually looked pretty good when Jackson was out. So it's not like you're conceding every game by putting in Winston. He's a vet. Put in Winston and Jackson. You know, it's not a putting you down. It's saving you to for your career to continue.
Byron, what are your thoughts on that?
He needs the reps, you know, because he's missed, you know, two games. And somehow, some way, they need to beat him upside the head to tell him, like, dude, you don't get down, we're going to pull you. Dude, you run out of bounds, you don't run out of bounds, well, you should have, we're going to bench you. They really need to tighten up the reins on him. And, like, dude, you know, there's consequences for your actions. If we're telling you to get down, save yourself. Get down and save yourself. And if you don't, you come over here and sit next to me. Because the season's lost anyway.
Then, and then we're, I think we're all in agreement. And I'm, you know, that's pretty big of Tyree, David Tyree, to say that. I think he's right. I think that if you want to play by our rules, this is the big boy. This is NFL. But it also stands not for long. Okay?
Right.
So you're not going to be in this league for long if you keep trying to play hero ball, right, when there's no need for you to do that. Right? None at all. Now, you know, a Cam Scataboo, everyone thinks that his career may be short if he keeps running the way he is. I think he's going to keep running the way he is. But if you notice, he has never been out for concussion protocol. He's only been out when trying to throw the short guy a pass in the middle, which is, I don't understand. That's what happened. Okay? I don't like the short passes to little guys. Sorry. Don't like short passes to little guys, not worth it. Anytime you jump in the Ryan, you know, anytime you jump in the air, there's a chance to get injured. You're 5 foot like 7 or 8. I don't know how tall he is, but you know, he's not a big guy. Why throw the ball to him? He's phenomenal running the ball. Why throw the ball in the middle? Do a wheel route, do a screen, do anything else, not in the middle of the field. Not in a minute. That's just me. But I would bench him. I think we're all in agreement. Bench Jackson Dart, not because of his play, but because he's not doing what's best interest for the team, in my opinion, right? And you're not listening to the coaches. They're telling you you need to slide. You don't need those extra yards. I know you want to do something. You want to make a difference. And I think the team already respects him. He's played well.
I think that's part of it, right?
Earned the respect of the team.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. He's a young guy. He's coming in. He's trying to get the respect of all these other guys. You know, he's at the helm. And like you said, the season's not on the line for him.
Season's over.
Season's over. So just get, you know, and sit him. But what I would do is I would just let him play one series and sit him and saying, this is punishment. Like, I don't want to sit him to protect you. I'm protecting you. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I want to sit him not only for protection, but I need him to understand who's in charge. And I need him to understand that this is the best for the organization, right? You are costing us money. Okay, by not being in there playing, you're costing your receivers money by not being there and playing. Okay, you're costing guys getting contracts by not being in there and playing when you're not injured.
Right?
Why look for an injury, especially a head injury? Because we still don't know the ramifications of all that later, right? There's so many different things. All right, let's get enough on that. Here, let's go into your favorite cowgirls, okay? McCarthy, 3 TDs. Mike, let me tell you, McCarthy's turned it around because he looked terrible. 3 TDs and they crushed the Cowboys' playoff hopes on Sunday night.
Victor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to run.
You got to go?
Yeah, I got to go.
All right, man. Well, thank you, Byron. Wow, this is back-to-back weeks. The Iron Man. You're still the Iron Man of the show, Byron.
Man, this is a bad day. Long day. Long day.
All right. Well, go take care of your
business. Better, Byron.
Go take care of your business. Happy, I gave you a shout out last weekend. Did you hear?
What? Were you talking about all the money I owe you or something?
Well, if you owe me money, you know, we'd have to settle that up quickly. So, number one, no, I just shout out that, you know, this is the first time ever. You're the Iron Man of Jersey Boys Sports Staff. And I was wishing you and your wife a great time in the Poconos. And that's it. Nothing but love for you. See, why do you got to go? I got nothing but love for you.
I'm from Perth, Amboy, man. We're all negative from Perth, Amboy. You know that.
I'm the most positive, like, you know, I like spreading love, baby. That's all I did. All I did was give you a shout out and your wife. Hope you had a great time. I said, everybody know you were snowed in, no cell phone, no anything. That was the first show in 6 years, Pam, he missed.
Wow.
First show. That's a lot. I mean, I missed a lot because I travel. But all right, go take care of business, bye. We'll talk next week. Happy holidays. I'll talk to you anyways, but the show, we're not going to have the show until the following year because of the way the everything lands. Okay? All
right. Yeah.
All right, brother. God bless. Take care.
Bye, Byron.
Bye.
All right. So let's go. So the Cowboys are out of the playoffs, Pam. The Cowgirls, like you like to call them.
Yes. And I was so happy to see that. And
I wanted Philly not to win it twice. They're the first team in 20 years to win the division.
But I don't think they're going to go. I mean, as far as like who's going to be in when it comes to the NFC, I don't think they're it. I mean, they looked suspect last year. I thought they, you know, they did a lot of fly by the seat of their pants as far as I'm concerned. But I agree with you, McCarthy. Like, I mean, he just was looking really good last week. And of course, they lost at the last minute. I mean, that was
we looked good the last two games, right? But the game before when he came back was terrible. So I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just was I was surprised at how good the girls looked in that game. That was probably one of their best games they played, and yet they lost.
Well, let me tell you. So McCarthy, you got to give Kevin O'Donnell credit. Right, because every time he's put in quarterbacks, he is. So, in my opinion, you know, that their decisions were looking bad, right? Getting rid of Sam Darnold, then getting rid of Daniel Jones. Jones got hurt, but was having a good season. Sam Darnold has the Seahawks in playoffs winning, but he's been playing really bad these last several games, right? So now you don't know. With McCarthy coming back, playing the way he's playing, you know, maybe, you know, I trust Kevin O'Donnell more than anything else. So, you know, the expectation for me is if you could take, you know, Kirk Cousins and move to McCarthy and move to they had somebody else, I forgot. Then you have Sam Darnold go there. Like, you know, to me, O'Donnell's an offensive guru, right? I mean, right. He puts it in. So to see McCarthy play well, I'm happy for them. But, you know, at least their decision-making doesn't look as bad as it could have. Because it was almost like, I don't even remember the guy's name, Trace. The San Francisco quarterback that they gave everything away for.
Oh, and Alex Smith?
No, Alex Smith was there. No, it was an earlier draft pick. Went to the Cowboys, right? And they ended up, Brock Purdy ended up playing, right? And look what happened. Yep. Right. So that saved them because they gave up so much for this guy. Right. And, you know, Lynch was, you know, was looking pretty bad, but then they were able to turn it around. So, but the playoffs, Cowboys must win the remaining three games and the Eagles must lose the rest of the season, which is not going to happen.
No.
I think they play the Giants.
Right. So they, this week, they play, let me see where I'm at. I got my sheet here, my pick'em sheet. Where are they at? I think I picked them and I hate picking them. I'm not a Philly fan either. Where? Aren't?
Who are you looking for?
Oh, Philly. They play the Commanders this week.
Yeah. And they should beat that game. Yeah. They should win that game.
The Commanders last week looked really good. And, of course, their little quarterback, he's been in, he's been out, he's been hurt so much. So I feel like he's going to want to really come out and play. I think that game could go either way, really. I mean, Washington looked great last season. They looked great in the beginning of the season, and then they just fell off in a hole somewhere. But I think that was because of their quarterback being hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we'll see. They play Saturday. Billy does. But they're probably not going to lose that game. The only game they might lose would be the last game because they might be sitting people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll move on from there. But they're just NFC East is just bad, right? Right now, and we're back to bad. And Philly's better on paper than they're playing, right? But we'll see what happens. And then I'm going to get into some Dolphin talk for you. But Broncos top Packers have become the first AFC team to stamp playoff berth. Man, that's pretty impressive, right? Let me tell you, I was not liking Sean Payton because the way he treated Russell Wilson, I still don't like that. But now I have a lot more respect for him because this is, his second year? And he's got that team. Think about it. Like, my saying was always, you know, now, granted – in hindsight, you got to figure Kansas City has played so many games that eventually, you know, but, you know, if you put Patrick Mahomes and then Justin Herbert and you stack those two up, it's hard for me to think that, you know, a Bo Nix is going to come in and take that over. But their defense is really good. Sean Payton's a really good coach. So I have to eat crow because I was all over him. But, you know, for him in 2 years to turn that team around, I think it's only 2 years, right? To turn that team – no, it's –
maybe is this the third one?
I think
he's had two under him. Okay.
Yeah, two. Yeah. Bo Nix had him twice. To go 12-2, and they look good. I mean, you know, they look good. I'm surprised with – I don't trust Jordan Love. CJ – I always said this. I want to see what your thoughts. CJ Stroud and Jordan Love, the way they started coming up and having a few successes in the playoffs early – I thought that they would be excelling a lot more than they are. And Jordan Love, I just still don't trust them. You know what I mean? And defense is good. Mike Parsons is playing phenomenal. I'm happy for him. It's just they haven't excelled. What are your thoughts on those two? Because they were both young guns, young team. I think Green Bay is still the youngest team. I just don't see them excelling. What are your thoughts on those two quarterbacks?
Well, so on those two quarterbacks, for sure, I agree with you that I thought that they would have developed more because they kind of came out with hot hand. And you're thinking, okay, wow, where are they going to go? But I'm with you. I wouldn't trust Jordan Love. And when you compare them with Bo Nix and you look at what he's doing, Bo Nix and the Broncos are so scrappy. They're a scrappy team. They're not just good. They're definitely good, but they got they don't mind getting behind. They get behind and they don't get nervous. They just do their thing. They fight their way all the way to the end of the game. I mean, I have been picking the Broncos all season in my pick 'em. I might not have picked them once, which means I only got it wrong one time. So I see them at the top of the AFC more than a bunch of teams.
Yeah. Well, I think Kansas City will come back. I just think they played a lot of football and they're going to revamp. They're going to do some stuff because you have Patrick Mahomes, you know.
Well, he's out, though. He had surgery.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about next
year. Oh, you mean next season? Yes.
Right? I think they're just they're tired, right? They played 5 years, you know what I mean? Going deep into the playoffs, winning championships. I mean, think about it. When you predict a team to go into, we're going to go for a three-peat. They already won two Super Bowls and actually only lose one game in the year, right, and then lose the Super Bowl. That's still impressive, right? For you to say that and actually do it and maybe not win the Super Bowl but get there is impressive. I'm going to get to the Dolphins right now, but I wanted to. This one, come on. We got to enjoy this one.
Man, that was awesome.
Let me tell you, I you know, I'm older than Phillip Rivers, and I'm rooting for him, right? He's got nothing to lose. You know, he's going to go out there and wing it, and he almost beat a Seahawks team. You lost by 2 points. So, you know,
I thought they were going to win.
I'm happy for him. I wanted him to win. I just want to see what your thoughts are. I'm rooting for Phillip Rivers.
No, I love Phillip Rivers, even though, you know, the Dolphins always played San Diego at the time when Phillip Rivers was the quarterback. I didn't have hate for them, and I usually have hate for a lot of teams that we play, but I love Phillip Rivers, and how brave of him, right? Like, the whole world is looking at him. He's 44. I mean, although I think that's really young, my older son just turned 43, so there we go. But he's still a kid. But in the football arena, how brave. And he went out there and did it. He looked good.
I mean, he was out of football for 5 years. That's a lot of time. I mean, you know, football guys usually are out. If they're really heavy linemen, they get in shape and they lose weight. But mostly they end up getting bigger. I mean, even basketball players get heavier. Like Michael Jordan is a lot heavier than he played, right? Sure. I mean, and he was the greatest athlete, right? So I'm just happy for Phillip Rivers. I just want
to be able to
enjoy that piece.
So isn't it that if they retire, they have to be out a certain amount of time, like 5 years? Isn't that the time? So he just became eligible, was my understanding, to be back in the league. And maybe there was some other.
It also restarts the clock for Hall of Fame.
Okay, there you go.
And he put up some big numbers, right? So let me get to, let's go into some of these other pieces. I forgot to bring that up. This is a big one. Marcus Freeman is among the names of the candidates for vacancy. That's interesting. I'm not going there. Let's get into
for the Hall of Fame.
No, but Marcus Freeman for a Giants head coach.
Oh no, I saw that. I saw that today. That's right. I don't know where I was thinking that, but yeah, I saw that today that he was in the ring for that.
All right, so we got a few pieces on Tua. Let's get into your Dolphins. Dolphins bench Tua for the rest of the season after loss to Steelers.
My thought, why not sooner? The dude is killing me. He looks so lackadaisical. I swear he acts like I got the money. I don't care. That's how he acts. I never wanted him as a quarterback. When we drafted him, I never wanted him. I supported him because he wore the aqua and orange. But I'm glad they benched him. And I think he deserved to be benched a while back. I am not a fan. And I don't know. Did a lot happen to his brain because of all those concussions? Maybe. I don't know.
Jackson Dart should learn from that. So speaking of that, Tua's out for next season, guaranteed. He's out at Miami next season, guaranteed $54 million no matter what.
We are stuck with that ginormous contract. He could sit on the sideline and eat tacos and make as much money as he would if he's on the field. I mean, I'm so mad about that contract. We should have done the fifth-year option. We should not have paid him. He had not showed us anything, and now everybody regrets it.
You got to remember, though, we talked about that. You were rolling the dice, right?
Right.
So it was either pay him this or let him have another season like he had that season and pay him more. Right. Because remember, that was the year everybody was getting paid 50 and something, you know, millions of dollars. Right.
Right.
So it was a matter of secure him now because he had a great season or not. So it was, you know, you rolled the dice and you crapped out.
Yeah. we got craps. We sure did.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a shame. You know, I think, you know, his family, I think he's got too much weight on him. But, you know, listen to me, $54 million, whatever he's made so far, I mean, he should have enough money, you know, to be able to have generational money, take care of his family, live well, you know, and go from there. But you guys, you know, I don't know what's happening with the Dolphins. That's a difficult team. Like, you have to have been a fan right off the bat to really stay.
I have been, right?
Because I've been here for like 30 years in Florida trying to like the Dolphins.
Right.
And the only team that has converted me from being any of my New York teams or Jersey is Miami Heat. And that was Dwayne Wade.
Right.
The way he played, just the excitement, you know, the Knicks organization also just wasn't doing a good job for 20 something years. If I lived there, I would probably still be a Knicks fan and be miserable. Don't get me wrong. I mean, look, they're terrible. Right. But just the organization wasn't good. And then I like Heat. I like Riley. I like Spoelstra. So there's a lot of components to that team. Because remember, Riley was a Knicks coach. Right.
Right.
But the Dolphins, virtually impossible. Like, you know, I was open. Some of my complaints were early on were the terrible draft picks, right? And then they started making decent draft picks, and then the coaches, and then, you know, McDaniels. I can't imagine McDaniels staying. I don't know if the last few wins kept his job or not, but, you know, I think you got a lot of work to do there.
If you ask me about the last couple of wins saving his job, if you watched what happened in the last game, which we didn't win, if you look at that, I mean, I'm sorry, 2 + 2 is still 4, right? It hasn't changed. So you have a running game that works, and you're going to get away from it and put the ball in the hands of the guy who's been killing us. No, our coach has never learned how to clock manage, not once. And that is football 101. If you're doing a little peewee league, you should know how to manage the clock. But you're an NFL coach and you can't manage the clock. Simple stuff.
Well, let me tell you something. As you say that, so when my son was younger, and I'm talking about younger, like, you know, 7, 8, 5, you know, somewhere around there, we were playing Madden, right? And he would get so mad because he would practice and he couldn't beat me. And I'm like, listen to me, son. Do you want me to let you beat me? Or do you want to – you're going to get to a point that you're going to beat me. Like, I'm pretty – you know this better than I do. The right. difference is I know the game. So I literally would be beating him, not because I was doing all these fancy things that he could do now. I mean, he could light him up. But I was doing clock management. I was taking my time. Snapping the ball at the very last second. Once I was up, I was just doing everything I can to not put the ball in his hands because he could, you know, those kids want to do bombs and touchdowns and score real fast. So the second right. I got in front, I'm running. I'm doing fake runnings. I'm doing draws. I'm doing that. But I would do clock management. Now, as he got older, he started killing me because he knows he plays the game. He's understanding it. But he also could just light it up, right? But you do the same thing in the games. It's clock yep. management. What do you think, like, when the name McCarthy comes up for the Giants coach? Listen to me. With or without McCarthy, when Dak is playing well, he's won several years with 12 games on the Garrett, on everyone else. But McCarthy yep. was the worst with clock management, with the worst with decisions. So I don't want him as a Giant coach. So, you know, I think and the sad part is the Dolphins always has one or two players that are A-chain. It's awesome. You know, you have like a few players that are good. Gesicki that you let go.
I love Gesicki.
Like, geez, you got some players there, and then you're not leveraging those players, and you're putting too much in something. I don't know what's going to happen. I will tell you this, as much as we only have 2 wins, I enjoy – Now Jackson Dart is out there, but I enjoy watching the Giants at least this year, especially right. when Cam Gadaboo's in there, when Dart is playing. Like, it was enjoyable. Like, we lost by 1 touchdown last week, right? So we're not getting blown out. We're putting up. Our defense is terrible, so we got to put that up. But I'm at least enjoying watching it, and I haven't said that in 4 or 5 years. Right,
I understand that.
The Dolphins, I get it. It's like you may have more wins than we do. It's just you seem worried. You just don't. You don't seem like you have a path to the future. No, right?
You know, we had everything we needed. Quarterback. Right.
Imagine we you had over everything. Herbert. And Brian right. Flores, who's killing it as a defensive coordinator with the Vikings, right? Yep. He didn't want Tua.
And he said that. He said it the whole time.
One of the reasons he didn't get along with the GM is that's not my quarterback. He wanted right. Justin Herbert.
Which, if we had that, how awesome would that be? We'd be a completely different team. And I look at the GM. I'm so glad he's gone. I'm so glad he's gone because you talk about players. You talk about Flores, for one thing. AVG, Andrew Van Ginkle, playing now for Flores over for the Vikings. I'm telling you, that guy was so good, and we developed him. We developed him, and then we do it all the time. We draft. They say, oh, let's get better through the draft. Well, you can't get better through the draft if you draft them, keep them a couple of years, develop them, and then sell out. You just can't do it. And they've done it over and over. I want to slap a few people around for how the Dolphins have been ran. And I literally thought 3 years ago, we're going to the Super Bowl. We had everything we needed. And then they just imploded.
So imagine the year that you guys did really well, right? When Tyreek Hill came, you guys were putting up crazy numbers. Just imagine that team with Justin Herbert in there.
Exactly.
Huge, tall, right, and lighting it up. This is the first time I'm saying if you plug a quarterback in, because normally I don't believe in that, right? I don't think it's that easy, right? I don't think right. just take Dan Marino and put him on another team and win a Super Bowl, right? But in that case where you guys had that offense clicking, right, and having a Justin Herbert, a young Justin Herbert, would have been incredible. I didn't realize you had this gentleman. Quinn Ewers.
Oh, I love Quentin. Yes, I love Quinn.
He was a good quarterback at Texas. You don't know. You may have something there, right? I forgot about him. Okay. And
yes.
let's see, you know, he's still got a coaching issue, but you know, this kid may be able to do something, right?
And I'm not sure on the coaching issue, other than things like the clock management, which I mean is just stupid. Give somebody the job, right? Give somebody else the job to manage the clock and you do your thing. But with our coach, I'm not sure if he's playing down to Tua's level with his play calling and, you know, things can open up with Quinn Ewers. I mean, I saw somebody making comments the other day about him that he's got happy feet and looks like a deer in the headlights. I don't know what game they were looking at, because my exact comments watching him was he's steady in the pocket. He does not have happy feet. He looks confident, and he's got his eyes downfield. He's got a nice arm. He's got a good head for the game. I mean, is he going to go in there and get killed? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot to put on a young guy's shoulders, but I think he's got everything he needs to be an excellent quarterback, and I am excited to see Tua on the bench eating tacos and popcorn and having Ewers out there heading up this team. I'm excited.
Well, let me tell you, he did well at Texas. Texas is mm-hmm. good football. There's no joke. You know, University of Texas is a good football team. He did really well there. And he's young, right? And he's got something, you know, he's got something to prove. We'll see what happens, you know. And you know, when McDaniel starts doing something right, you know, he sometimes could do offensively play well, right? I mean, yep. call some good plays. So, you know, I'm happy to see Quinn Ewers getting a shot, right? I think he may surprise some people, and I'd like to see him do well. I like to see these young kids that I've heard their names in college. I mean, wasn't he a Heisman hopeful at one point?
I think that he was, yes.
Right. So he does have something, you know, he has something in him that can play. I mean, he's in the NFL, obviously he can play. But I'm happy. I think this is a good move for you guys.
And Have you watched him play very much? Have you seen him very much?
In Texas, not anywhere.
Okay. Else. Not okay. So when I watch him play, when I see him out there, to me, he looks like a prototype quarterback. Like all the things that you're looking for, the whole eyes downfield, his mechanics look good, the way he, you know, steps into throws. I think he's got what he needs to be a good quarterback, and we'll see. I hope this doesn't shake him up. You know, he's coming into a team that's been losing, fans that are all mad, and I hope he just focuses on football, because I think the kid is really good.
I don't think anything of that's going to bother him, in my opinion, right? I think today, I said this like a few years ago, I think this backup quarterbacks are more prepared and playing better than they ever had in the past. Sometimes you put a backup quarterback and it was like the game's over. Then all of a sudden his backup quarterback, the Geno Smiths, the Alex Smiths, Sam Darnold, you know, just all of a sudden, you know, they're way more prepared. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think he'll be fine. I mean, you know, whether you win, lose, or whatever, I mean, if he looks really, really bad, then it is what it is. But I feel he'll be prepared. You know, he's also coming on a team that's not doing well. So he's got nothing to lose, right? I could see if they were winning and they were going, you know, you had a chance for playoffs and he's coming in because the quarterback got hurt. That's a lot of pressure. But right. When you're coming in on a team that you know, your shot of making the playoffs is very low, you know, he got nothing to lose. So just play. Hopefully he plays relaxed, and I hope he plays well. I like to see these young kids play well. You know,
me too. He needs to take advantage of the opportunity. And I honestly think that the Dolphins have enough to be a winning team. I think there are factors that come in. When Tua throws 5 interceptions, why is he still in the game? And when our coach thinks that Wilson is QB2 and not Ewers, I have to wonder what he's thinking. Because you look at Wilson and I'm like, you think he's QB2 better than Ewers? There's just no way. So there's factors, I think, that have hurt us as a team. I think we have the talent. Our defense is actually pretty good. They're just on the field too much. And our running game is amazing. You just need to use it. I mean, we've got Waller as a tight end. We threw to him a couple of times, got some touchdowns a few games back, and then you never saw him again for the rest of the game. Like, what are you thinking? So we have what we need. It just needs to be used properly.
Awesome. Well, Miss Pam, we're about running out. I really appreciate you coming on the show. I apologize for the technical difficulties. So I had to regroup. I'm on a web Safari that I never used, so at least it works. So I had to figure it out one way or the other. We always appreciate you. Welcome back on our show anytime. And, you know, we'll see what happens this weekend. So
we'll see.
Be out till 2026 because of the way the holidays fall. So you have a happy, happy holidays with you and your family. Stay safe. Enjoy the holidays. And thank you.
You're so welcome, and you persevered, and you made it through, Vic. You made it happen, so you did great.
Nothing was going to stop, and thanks for hanging in there, man. I was like, man, I'm going to finally get through. She's like, I'm out of here. So thanks for waiting for me.
I will tell you,
I will never stop till I get this through. I just restarted everything. Then Google didn't work, and then I just said, let me go to Safari. I didn't even know if I had Safari or not. What a disaster. But all right, so hey, don't forget, every Thursday, except for the next 2 weeks, starting January 2026, every Thursday at 8 p.m., the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Follow us. Smash the like button on YouTube. Hit the notifications. We're streaming live on Facebook, YouTube. Follow us on all your social media channels, your favorite podcasting channels. Leave us a rating and review. We'd appreciate it and help us out tremendously. Miss Pam, you have a great night, and we will talk soon. God bless.
Thanks, Greg.